What you talking about?
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on Jamestown 107.1 FM. We're also streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have a clown in the studio. We have Corey Bear with the Jamestown Clowns joining us. And Corey, welcome to our show.
Well, thank you. Glad to be here.
He makes his presence known right away. As soon as he entered the door, the clown noises were going off. Corey, we are so excited. With the fall around the corner, we know the corn is growing high, and the amazing pumpkin patch and corn maze is making its return this year, right?
It is. This is actually our third year. Our first year was a little bit of a flop because we got about 2 feet of snow in the corn maze so in the early October, so it didn't really work out that well. Last year was our big blowout year where we really got our stride and really got things working out there. We added some additional items, and we really just decided we were going to hit it hard and heavy.
So we got a big return this year. New items, like Corey said, we'll talk about those. Corey, let's talk about why the corn maze. Where did that idea come from? And do you guys use this as a fundraiser for supporting your guys' events and stuff?
Yes. So first off, I'll point out that all of the proceeds or the profits from the corn maze and pumpkin patch go to support the local El Zagal Jamestown Shrine Clowns and the Shriner Medical Facilities. So some of the funds go to that. Some of it helps support our local clown unit when we go out and do events, so on and so forth. But a big majority of our funds raised do end up going to our Shriner Medical Facilities throughout the United States. And our Shriner Medical Facilities, handle a lot of different items for children, things like musculoskeletal deformities and issues, and then also things like cleft lips, burns, those type of things. And so we can help in many different ways with the Shriners, in the fact that we can also help with transportation costs, medical costs, those type of things. We're really passionate about our cause.
And you guys have a great group. Lots of guys are joining on that, right?
We do have. We have two great groups here in Jamestown. Actually, mm-hmm. I should say more than that. Yeah. We have several different shrine groups here in Jamestown. We have the Jamestown Clowns, the Jamestown Mystics, which are our brethren. And then we have a club that is also called the Easy Wheels, which is people with cars, motorcycles, that type of thing. Yeah. And so all of us all support the same cause, and we're all brothers together.
Corey Bear, again, our guest right now, and let's talk about it. The Amazing Clowns Pumpkin Patch and Corn Maze, it's going to open up here real soon, September 11th, run through October 10th. And Corey, run us through the gamut. What are you guys going to have out there for everybody to come see?
Well, this year we've added, first off, we added a big tent because you really can't have a good circus fun atmosphere without a tent. So we purchased a large tent. We're going to be setting up our inflatable games underneath there. We've got a couple inflatable games that will be coming back. Of course, we've got the big corn sandbox, corn crib, whatever you want to call it. So the kids can go in there and jump around, play around in there. We have the barrel train, which is always a big favorite. We have the clown fire truck you can take rides on. We have a hay wagon you can take rides on. We're going to have a little bit of a carnival midway. We also greatly expanded. The property owner, which is one of our members, has been extremely generous in doing things out on the property there that it will really work well for us. We're going to have an indoor concession stand and eating area along with a little general store. So in our general store, we're going to have a lot of cool little things for the kids, kind of some of the circus toys you see that we have at the circus, plus additional items. We're going to have shirts, sweatshirts, funky little hats, fun stuff like that. Just LED swords, goofy hats, things like that, that the kids really like. So we want everybody to have a great time. And we also try and price everything from our concessions to our novelty items at a fair price, so that families can come out and not break the bank to have a great day.
Well, and I saw that too. There's the added, of course, the admission fee to get in, but there's everything from those free events to there may be some things that you can pay for, but really it's accessible for a lot of people.
Absolutely. No, we try and once again, again, we have a general admission price, which is $10. And then there are some additional items. I think the barrel train ride's like a dollar or something like that. We have a token system that you purchase tokens and odds and ends, things like that. We're also going to have our trebuchet back again. Our medieval group of guys will be out there flinging pumpkins, trying to hit the witch's house out in the field, different things like that. And, you know, just we're also adding a little bit of a carnival midway. So we're going to have some really fun games, hopefully. And I haven't talked with all of the guys to see exactly what we're going to have. But we've tried a few of these out at a Shriner event. And one of the items was we're having a frying pan toss. So we've got an oven, and you get so many points if you land your frying pan on top of the oven, or if you land one in the oven.
Yeah.
You know, just fun little things like that that people come out and enjoy. That's kind of the main carnival area or pumpkin patch area. But this year we went all out on the corn maze itself. One of our members had a connection with a professional corn maze planner.
Oh, wow.
And planter. So we doubled the size of our corn maze, and you can see pictures of it on our Facebook page, on our website. We did, we put our name in there and a picture of a clown and a pumpkin, and it turned out fabulous. Yeah. The corn grew like a weed, even though we were kind of worried with the drought and everything. The corn, most of it is over 10 feet tall.
Wow. And you know, you never would expect a clown would know how to grow some corn like that.
That's why we hired somebody. Corey but we Bayer, do have some good farmers in our group.
Yes, you do. Corey Bayer, again, our guest right now on Let's Talk. Again, this runs Saturdays and Sundays through October 10th, Corey. But we did want to bring to attention, you guys are maybe willing to get some people in during the midweek, depending on manpower and things like that. And of course, special private parties if they want to do that too.
Yep. So we will do some weekday events if the group is large enough and we do have manpower available. Ultimately, remembering that our group is all volunteers.
Right.
So most of us have jobs and, businesses to run, that type of thing. But we do try and accommodate it if it is a larger group, like a school, maybe like a Girl Scout group or something like that. You know, I guesstimate we probably would need to see about 25 people come out. But, sure. That type of thing is available. And then during the weekends, we actually are going to have space and an area for doing private parties, like birthday parties and stuff like that.
Awesome.
So,
Yeah. So again, this is starting up here September 11th and 12th, the Amazing Clowns Pumpkin Patch and Corn Maze. Corey, if people have questions, they're curious about, can I plan my party or where can I go to get more information? What are all the events that are going on over the week or the weekend? What are some ways you would encourage them to get some more information about the clowns and, of course, the events here?
Sure. No, we've got a Facebook page, which is obviously going to be always our most current information, you know, in case of inclement weather, you know, if we would happen to be closed on a day, if it was raining or, God forbid, we're going to knock on wood and say snow. That type of thing. We'll be posting regular updates on any changes to that. We also have a Facebook page and a website this year. We had some assistance from the promotion tourism group here in Jamestown gave us a grant to kind of help us with doing some marketing and such. So our website is amazing, AMAZEN, clownpatch.com. And if you also just search on Facebook for the Amazing there's an AMAZEN clown pumpkin patch. But usually if you start typing it, it'll come up.
For sure. And that's a good place to go get directions if they need to know where that's at, because I know that was kind of a question last year too.
Yeah, we definitely had a few issues trying to get like Google to understand on a Google Maps where we were, and same with Facebook and book and such. But we do believe we've got all that resolved.
Awesome.
If you know where they hold the Kite Festival, that is called Meidinger Park, and we're just northwest of there, not too terribly far, at the top of the hill there. And of course, there'll be signage up there. So if you're kind of wondering where we're at, if you get up in that area, that Meidinger Park will have roadside signs.
Perfect. So again, Amazing Clowns Pumpkin Patch and Corn Maze coming up here the weekend of September 11th through the 12th, running through October 10th. Corey, anything else you want to mention about the pumpkin patch or the corn maze coming up?
No, we just encourage everybody to come out, support the Shriners here locally. And, once again, it's a charitable event. So we really, everybody that's out there, we're volunteering our time. Nobody gets paid for doing any of this, but we just really have a great time raising funds for our cause.
Awesome. Corey, we appreciate the time. Thanks for joining us today.
You bet. Thank you.